No, for 18 seconds.
Oh, you are. Why so angry?
Professionalism.
It's, what is it? It's not even 10:30 yet.
Yeah.
What is 10:30?
I've woke up. I've taken a photo challenge.
I've woke up? What language is that?
I don't know, but my brain, because I'm, you know, sleep deprived, because all I have to do is dream about podcasting and taking these photo challenges and recording back-to-back-to-back episodes. And that's my anger. My anger is that.
You get August off.
Thank goodness.
Hello and welcome to episode 451 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in a great mood.
Just turned it around on a dime.
Yeah, that's how I do it. I expelled all the anger and now it's in with the happy.
You've been looking at some real attractive photos of some basketball hoops.
That's exactly what I've been doing.
That'll get you going.
Turns out it's a thing on the internet.
Yeah, turns out, yeah.
People are
saturated
into it.
With hot chicks, so forget it. Let's go with basketball hoops that are
well. And I gotta say that mine is very attractive and right at the top of the list.
Great, you're getting all kinds of hits, are you?
Top 10 hoops.
Right. I'm assuming at this point. Now I haven't looked at the comments yet, but the backlash must be pretty severe on you from last week.
I hope so. I really hope so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I deserve it. Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Amazon, if you need some backlash guards.
Okay.
They should make those, by the way.
Sure.
For like, Twitter should sponsor them, because that's where you get most of your backlash, don't you? Not you, specifically.
Generally, yeah.
But backlash.
Sure.
Get them on Amazon. Click through our site and help us out. I bought something else on Amazon. Oh, you know what I bought? I meant to tell you last week. This one's actually photo related.
Okay.
I bought another SD card. Our SD cards are free now, right?
Pretty much. Unless you buy them at the local stores and then they're 10 times what they should be.
No, I steal them from the local stores. They're technically free.
Okay.
No, I don't do that at all. No, I had to buy one, and here's the thing. So as you're listening to this, I'm back in we're probably back now, right?
From vacation? Sure we are. Yeah.
Who knows? I honestly don't know my schedule.
I can't think that far ahead, yeah.
Yeah, so part of the vacation that I just had was some friends of ours were coming over from Canada to meet us with their families. We went to Spain, rented a house, big giant house, 16 of us, did the whole thing like we did in Italy about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that. It hasn't happened yet as I talk about this, but that's the plan. So one of the guys works for a law firm that employs me for some video work.
Right.
One of the jobs I do is a bunch of interviews I put together of in like the shoot around September, early October for a big thing. It doesn't really matter. It's a bunch of interviews. Point being that if I'm in town, I shoot it. If I'm not in town, I hire somebody to shoot it.
Okay.
Because there's no point in me flying in for it. What I can do is basically hire that out and then just edit it from Vancouver, edit the Vancouver stuff here in Germany.
Gotcha.
So in the past, before technology got good, what we used to do is I would have like a little 300 gig hard drive, a USB drive that I'd buy for like $200 and get, you know, he'd give it to him. The guy would put all the footage on there and they would FedEx it over to me.
Okay.
So that would, you know, that'd take a little while, and that's kind of how that would go. But as technology's gotten better and better, it turned into a memory stick, et cetera, et cetera. Now you say you could put it online and download it all, but it's going to be like 70 gig, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which we might still do, but there's actually, believe it or not, it's still efficient to FedEx the footage like overnight, gets here like in a day and a half, and boom, I can start editing. Except I don't need a hard drive anymore. I decided, okay, I bought like little USB flash drives, like a 64 gig flash drive, which I don't need. I don't need a Hash drive sounds interesting, actually. I'll be honest with you. But the flash drive, I don't use those very often. And so I said, well, this time out, last time, I bought a 64 gig SD card for, I was like, oh, I'll use it in my camera, but he can put the footage on there, ship it over to me in a little envelope. I can copy the footage on my computer and then actually use it as in my camera.
Sure.
So he's coming over. I bought another one. I'm going to give him one, an SD card for him to take back. The guy will put the footage on, ship back. I will then use it as my primary SD card. You can never have too many of those. Point being, I just bought one 128 gigabyte SD card and fast, wicked fast too.
What about this? I know you've already made this purchase. So you're not going to change your mind. But here's another option. One of those tiny little, like I have one of those tiny little SSD drives for 250 gigs, probably $120.
Right.
And they're tiny, like the size of a pack of gum. And then you could immediately use that for all sorts of computer applications as another external
drive.
I'm
all set with external drives, though.
Okay, but if we're throwing this out to the listeners, I feel like that would be more useful to most people than another SD card.
Have you heard the price on the 128 gigabyte SD card and a fast one nonetheless, like it's faster than any
90 megabytes a second or something, right?
No, it's 100 and something, 175 or whatever it is.
Oh, okay.
It's absurd.
But again, that's all good, but now you're back to your original argument going back to years ago about not wanting to have giant cards like this because yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I'm surprised you want to go with one of these massive cards. I shoot nothing more than a 32 gigabyte cards, and I got a bunch of them.
I'm shooting the $128 now. And point being, what did it cost? That's the point I'm getting at.
I don't know. What did it cost?
$30.
Wow.
Hard to pass that up is what I'm telling you.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So I was excited by that. So that's what I bought on Amazon.
And for video, that's definitely a big deal. For photos, you're never going to occupy 128 gigs of photos unless you never take the photos off your camera.
No, that's around at full res, and this goes right into my X100F, and at full res raw, which is what I shoot, I think it tells me I'm going to get around 2800 photos
for 128
gigs.
Wow.
Which when do you ever shoot? I mean, even on vacation, I better not shoot 2800 photos.
No, you better not. Yeah.
You know, but then I'm exploring other options for vacation stuff, which I think we'll talk about on a different show because I need some options.
Got it.
All right. So we are back from vacation, you and I. I said we went to Spain with some Canadian friends. Photos will follow.
Okay.
I look forward to hearing about your vacation and seeing some of your photos.
Yeah, we'll have been to the lake by now with, there's several other families from people that we know from hockey primarily that have all planned to go to Osoyoos.
Tuckalnui Lake.
For the same week that we're there. So Osoyoos, like, the same place we've been going the last few years. There's going to be a whole whack of people, family. It's kind of my parents.
That's
going to
be awesome for your kids.
Oh, it's going to be so good. So hopefully it's not smoked out like the interior of BC was all smoky last year. But so far, fires have been under control, so it's looking pretty good so far. So hopefully the weather stays nice enough that we're not going to have all that smoke to deal with.
Well, I hope it gets smoked out.
Okay,
great. No, I don't. No, though it did make for some cool sunsets, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, but it didn't smell good. Yeah.
No. It smells like you're having a stroke.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if that's true. Do you really smell burnt toast if you're having a stroke?
Enough people say it that it must be true.
Now I've offended a bunch of our listeners. And it was just a joke because I think it's not true. I don't know if you actually do smell burning toast.
Okay.
Took a turn.
Yeah.
But where I'm getting at, and I promise you that some of our listeners have asked me, this is a true story. Has Adam ever been over to Germany? And so I'm asking, are you coming over? When are you coming over?
Someday.
What that says is I don't want to answer this question.
No, it says I don't have any immediate plans.
Why not? What's wrong coming over to Europe?
You just never know with me. We're very regimented on
you our... might knock on my door next, like tomorrow.
Vacation schedule, yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Who's the kids? No, you're getting to the point where you can send the kids to grandma and grandpa's for the week.
Yeah.
A little bit more. You want to come for about 10 days minimum, I think.
Yeah.
You have somewhere to stay. You can bring the kids, too, if you want. I mean, they could be awesome. We have enough room for your kids to come stay, too.
And I think if we did go, that we'd probably want the kids to kind of have a trip to Europe. So I think it's all about finding kind of the sweet spot where
send the kids. You know,
they're going to be the right kind of age to enjoy it. Right now, they're just two a-holes. Can I say a-holes on this podcast?
Yeah, it's very controversial.
Yeah, so I would prefer that they be super awesome, agreeable.
Like they're going to get less a-holey as they get older?
I'm hoping.
They're getting closer and closer to you. You're the asymptote of a-holes, dude.
Okay, so maybe we're in trouble. No, I feel like there's going to be a sweet spot here somewhere, so.
No.
Yeah,
maybe. Yeah. Or you leave them. You just guys, or here's what you do is you figure out. Now your wife is a teacher, but she's not actually a teacher, right?
Right, she's a vice principal.
Oh, that's right, because there was a time, I forgot that she did make that transition because she was out of class.
Yeah, she was like a teacher consultant, and now she's a vice principal.
Okay,
and so that complicates things. Well, she has just certain times of year that she can travel.
The school holidays.
Yeah, basically.
So what I was going to suggest to you was to ditch the kids for a week, have grandma and grandpa come over and stay at your house with your kids, so they could continue going to school, and the two of you guys come over for the week and come to some of the Christmas markets. That's not going to work out, though.
No, that doesn't.
Because they happen in like second week of December is when you want to be here.
And we could probably work something for less than a week. I don't know if she'd have enough days. Like, because she does get some days that she can take, but I don't know if she'd get enough to take a week. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, you wrap a weekend around that. Flights are pretty reasonable then. You can get a straight shot, Vancouver to Frankfurt. I'll come pick you up. I will pledge that I will come pick you up in Frankfurt.
Wow.
I would rather you fly to Stuttgart, I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
The Stuttgart airport is 20 minutes from my house. The Frankfurt one is 2 hours.
Oh, yikes.
However, it's a direct flight. Like Vancouver to Frankfurt is a direct flight. You can connect from Frankfurt to Stuttgart, again, which it's about a 23-minute flight, which I'll then pick you up. Either way, whatever's going to work out for you.
I'm glad we're hashing this all out on the airways.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
I'm going to say I would like to make that trip. Making it happen is another situation. But I'll throw it out on the discussion table with my wife. And I think, you know, without kids, I would like that. I just don't know. I just don't know when and the logistics of how we could make that happen. But I think it's doable in the next 2 years.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Summer is better, except for it being 39 degrees today. But summer is better.
Yeah.
And you play your cards right, I can probably get you a pinch hit appearance with our team.
Wow. That would be amazing.
What number would you wear?
99, Ricky Vaughn.
We have 99 on the team, unfortunately. Much to my chagrin. We have 98. We have 98 and 97. Not on our team, but on the third team, which is the lower guys. Much to my chagrin, we do have those numbers. So I can probably get you something bad.
And I would like the name on the jersey to say Vaughn.
No, it says Tübingen, and that's all it says. I don't believe in having names in the jerseys.
Okay, I will get a vintage Cleveland Indians 99 Ricky Vaughn jersey, and I'll wear that.
Sleeveless?
Yeah.
All right, we've exhausted this topic.
Okay.
All right, so we'll see you in Germany. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, see you in Germany.
Good. I bet you if I talked to your wife, this would be a much different conversation. She'd be booking it with her sisters.
Yeah.
And then be like, all right, Adam, you guard the kids and I'll go to the Christmas markets.
Sure.
We'll take them around. It's Glühwein. Yeah. Glühwein's fantastic. I'm not thinking about Glühwein right now. It's hot, but there's that. All right. Reminder, monthly challenge for August is hot. Speaking of hot, and hashtag that Two Hosers Monthly Challenge or hashtag Hey Hosers on the Instagram. Make sure you tag us at Two Hosers, and we'll be sure to check that out. And Adam will make funny. He'll compare it to a basketball hoop and tell you why the basketball hoop is way better to look at.
Yeah, either that or ducks. It's somewhere on the spectrum between ducks and basketball.
Yes. And I'll, looking ahead, I don't want to be, spoiler alert, of the three challenges the last 3 weeks, this week's is clearly the best for you.
Wow. Better than the ducks?
It's a push.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm guessing you shot them within 4 minutes of each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, you got to wait for blue hour, man.
Yeah.
Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
No.
Okay. Well, I did. So that's okay. Good. At least one of us is out shooting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
Oh, man. And so yesterday, when you're hearing this a month ago, but yesterday, when I'm recording, my son had his last day of kindergarten. And so as we've probably talked about in the show, he's got one more year ahead of him. Like kindergarten, first of all, kindergarten's different in Germany. They invented it. It means, you know, kindergarten. That's a German word, right?
Sure.
But North America, you go to kindergarten at the school, at the elementary school, you go for 1 year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you, boom, you're into grade one. Well, here, kindergarten, you can start when you're 1 year old, and it's essentially preschool until you're ready for school.
Okay.
Okay, and so you can't go to school until you're six. That's the deal.
Gotcha.
So you go to kindergarten until then, except for my son's five, and quite frankly, we've become tired of kindergarten. And so it's like, you know, we asked him a while ago, hey man, like, what do you think? You want to go to school a year early? And he said, yep. And he's about twice the size of every kid his age, and mm-hmm. speaks two languages and can do math. And I was like, what are we waiting for here? You know, like, go. And then there was some argument, and then we live in a village, and so everyone's talking, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out that's hilarious. Everyone, like, I get feedback from other people, like, they all know what's going on, and I'm like, I don't even know who you are. But anyways, that's village life. So anyways, point being, it's his last day of kindergarten, and so they have a big called Abschieds Fest, like a graduation, right? So they're putting on a show, and except for it's hot here. As I've mentioned, like, it was like 38, 39 degrees hot at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
And so they do the show outside, and we're sitting there. And normally, like the last couple of years, when they do this, each of the different classes, the age groups put on a little skit presentation, song, or whatever they do, some sort of a show that no one cares about, but they pretend they do because it's their kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
So normally I just sit in the back and I don't care because it's, you know, my son's not leaving, but now this is the year. This is his last year. And he's got one line of dialogue where he talks about going down the water slide or something like that, something super riveting, but I want to grab it. I want to make sure I get it, right? You can mm-hmm. understand that.
Sure.
So I bring normally I would bring the X100 to an event like this because it's super small and compact, but I want to make sure I get this. I want to get the coverage. So I bring I want photos and I want video, right?
Okay. Okay.
So I want a couple photos to share with Oma and Opa and Grandma and Grandpa and all that stuff and aunties and uncles and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I also want to make sure I get his little line of dialogue about going down the water slide. He's practiced this. He's practiced the I go down the water slide thing. So I want to get the performance. It's a one time only thing. So I take the 5D Mark III, 24-105, great for, it's one of those things that's actually better at taking pictures than I thought it was, but not my favorite lens by any means, but it handles everything that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Through the Rode mic on, I think you have the same Rode mic, don't you?
Maybe.
Don't you have a little mini something?
Yeah, the micro, or I think it's called.
Yeah, something like that, whatever.
It's what I'm recording this podcast on.
Okay. All right, so I threw that on there, which does a pretty decent job of grabbing live audio. And went and sat, like, basically in the front row. Here's the problem with that. I generally hide in the back in the shade and don't really care, right? But now I want to make sure I get all this. Well, I look around, nobody's sitting with me. It is so hot that everybody has moved back. They're all sitting in the shade. I have the whole front three rows to myself. I'm just the lone idiot sitting there sweating like I'm in a sauna, just right. going nuts. And of course, it's taking too long. And when's my son going to do his thing, et cetera, et cetera. Just brutal. My camera was so hot that when I touched it, I went to take a picture, it burned my face. I don't think I'm getting enough appreciation for how hot that was. Literally was burning. Have you ever been in a situation where your camera burned your face?
No, I have not.
1-0 me.
That sounds hot.
Mm-hmm. It might be my photo challenge for the month.
Okay.
Hashtag two hosers. Anyways, point being, so hot. I was actually worried about my camera. I was like, this can't be good for the camera, right? But they shoot in the desert, so I'm assuming it's fine. But the other point being is when I went and took the photos, when I went and snapped the photos, we're talking about some harsh, harsh sunshine. Like, just brutal. So I posted a couple pictures with some blurred faces because I don't, you know, are you supposed to post those? You know, you're not supposed to post faces, are you?
I feel like you're not.
All right. So here's the pre. And so basically, remember way back when a couple years ago, we talked about the save, how to save. Like, if you don't want to shoot photos in the midday sun, right?
Right.
How do you save them? And we talked about the sliders and the shadow slider and the highlight slider and that. And so that's what I did, except for this time, I don't think it's the save. I think it's called the salvage.
Mm.
So I think I kind of salvaged it. So let me know, what do you think about the salvage job on the two shots of my son with the paper mache dolphin head?
No, I think they're fine. Yeah, I think you salvaged them.
Well, those other kids are really out of focus, obviously.
True. Yeah. No, I think it looks good on him. I mean, it's midday sun, so you're going to get the shadows, especially with the overhanging dolphin. No, what's the nose called on a dolphin?
Beak, oddly.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the
I have no idea. How would I know? How would I know what a dolphin nose is called? Probably a snout. What am I, a dolphinist?
but the paper mache dolphin head does create a shadow that there's nothing you can do about. So I think it's good. The colors look good.
They look reasonable. I mean, this is not ideal at all. But you compare it to the high contrast part, which not even that high contrast. I mean, in terms of the image itself, but the high contrast situation just really, really makes for some super light lights and some super dark darks. And you just try to sort of expose and maintain as much as you can. And then again, not even save, just salvage what you can from those images. And these are not the kind of things that I was like, oh man, I'm going to sell this on stock photo. Like, the demand for this is going to be insane. TMZ is calling, you know. No, this is just sort of something like, hey, Oma, this happened.
Right.
Even though Oma was there, but my grandma wants to see this, I think. I don't know. All right. We've talked too much about this. So it turns out, no, I didn't shoot anything interesting. So right. What? There's no basketball hoops in the vicinity.
No.
All right. Photo challenge. Let's get right into that then. Blue hour.
Yes.
I love, I don't shoot enough. Do you shoot enough blue hour?
No, because it's super late right now and I wanted to go to bed.
You want to go to bed now?
Yeah, and I just woke up.
Yeah, and it's what, 11?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not true. You don't have naps anymore, do you?
I would love to have a nap. I haven't had a nap for years, but I feel like a nap is justified.
Tell you what, you come to Germany, I'll sort out some nap time for you.
Sweet.
I'll build that into your German schedule.
At least one nap per day.
Although we call it Mittagsschlaf.
Okay.
It's midday sleep.
Let's talk about my photo.
All right, let's have a look at yours.
My photo is amazing.
It is hard to see the ducks. Are they in the bushes?
Where are they? Already went. They went into the bushes.
Okay. Is this guy about to head to go play some basketball?
He might be. He's got a backpack. Mm-hmm. Might have his shorts in there.
Okay. So what is good about this photo?
It's a nice time of day. So the blue hour is just it takes a photo that if I took this photo at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it would be terrible. Mm-hmm. And it makes it reasonable.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
All by the time of day, like all the time of day.
Actually, it's pretty good. This is a pretty good photo.
But I
this
mean,
it's better than most people's snapshots.
If you took this photo at 4, it would suck, though. That's what I'm saying. It's all
question.
It's all the light. The light is what kind of makes it. Like the rest of the photo is just fine, but the light is very nice. And again, at Magic Hour, I took some of these photos at Magic Hour. I didn't like them nearly as much as because I was going to use, instead of the ducks from a few weeks back, I was going to use a Magic Hour photo like this, shot because the sun's going down camera left. It creates kind of like, you know, you kind of get like a rim lighting from this vantage point on the cyclist, what would be his left side. And, it just shows up. And then you get some of the gold coming across the dike where, you know, those flowers and stuff are. For whatever reason, I just didn't think it was much of anything compared to the ducks, of course. Compared to the Blue Hour shot, I thought, no, that's the one I'm going to use of the cyclist because the Blue Hour one, it's a little bit of silhouette, but not quite. You've got the gray of the path that shows up quite nicely that sort of divides the frame. And then, of course, you got the mountains and just the layers of the mountains all in that kind of nice, cool blue tones. So everything's very blue except for the sky. And you can see, okay, sun's just gone down. It's getting that pinkish kind of glow. And it all works because the background's interesting.
It's 100% the background. The cyclist is not the subject of this. The cyclist is the anchor, which is great. Sure. You need an anchor. The subject of this photo is 100%, for me, those mountains in the background. To me, that is 100% what, I just said 100% in the span of 10 seconds.
So that's like 200%. Like
That's right. To me, that is the West Coast / Vancouver, is the way that those mountains become that blue color, that blue pastel weird color into the sort of glowing sky. My parents, when I was a kid, my parents had bought a painting. I don't know by who. We'll just, one of the group of seven. I don't know. Are they good? Were they good?
The painters.
Yeah, it was probably one of them. No, it wouldn't. It would be worth millions now, probably. But they bought a painting that was, I think it was of Cole Harbour, but it had those same mountains. If you go to Cole Harbour, you can see those mountains in the background. And it kind of, it was those colors. Like, the guy had painted those colors. And so, and this we're talking like mid to late 80s. So they didn't change, turns out. But to me, that is everything. Like, you go to Kitts Beach and you sit there for a sunset, you see those colors. Anywhere you go in around Vancouver, that's like a landmark of that area, and I miss it. So yeah, great job on Blue Hour. The cyclist doesn't know how famous he's just become.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're gonna find him. You're gonna wait. You should go out every single night and just wait until he comes by and go, "Hey, man, you're on the podcast.
You're a big deal."
Yeah. Yeah. But heads up, because cows are crossing.
That's right.
That's a true story. Yeah. Right there. No, you're right. This would not work any other time of the day. This Blue Hour is what makes this, 100% what makes this shot.
Good.
Yeah. Wish there's more ducks, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I was
ducks crossing. Playing basketball. Ducks playing basketball. All right. Let's have a look at mine. So here's my kids, and I admit I also shot mine on the same day as the Magic Hour from 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Looks like your daughter's being very tentative with her left foot.
She is still. This is seconds after the other photo, so yeah, well, not seconds. It's a few minutes. We had to wait a few minutes till the Blue Hour happened. But yeah, she's being tentative with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, thoughts on this one versus the Magic Hour shot?
I like the colors here. A little bit more natural with your daughter's expression. Mm-hmm. Your son is obviously in a different mindset of what this photo is about. So
yeah,
he appears to be the less cooperative one in this photo.
He was cooperative. It's just hard. It's hard to, like, we specifically went out this evening to take Magic Hour / Blue Hour photos.
Okay.
And so it's not the easiest thing with kids. My son's 5, my daughter's 8. It's not easiest for them to go, "All right, pretend like we're having fun out here.
Yeah.
Because it's not often that we go through a freshly shorn wheat field and just at in the evening and just hang. We don't do that. I don't right. know if that's what you thought we'd do in Germany.
Right.
Maybe that's what's holding you back from coming here.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons.
That's one of the reasons. Also, staying at my house, not a deal. Not a selling point. Yeah. Yeah, because you have to cut my grass while I'm here, here, by the way.
Yeah, that's part of the staying lodging agreement.
So I do love the I do love the colors here.
Yeah, and the orange shirt and the colorful dress, like it does look very good at this time of day. And you nailed it as far as, you know, if you shoot this 5 minutes earlier, it's a very, very different shot. So that's kind of the cool thing about Magic Hour and Blue Hour.
Well, here's the thing.
What, you don't think it's different?
This isn't Blue Hour.
Oh, you cheated?
My kids were having me on. This is about 15 minutes prior to Blue Hour.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm coming clean with you. I'm going to come clean and say that you can Blue Hour this at almost Blue Hour minus 10 minutes. You can do it.
Yeah, I had a photo too, but I felt like it was cheating, so I waited till the sun was actually fully down. So you're disqualified.
Yeah, that's true. I'm guessing your ducks weren't quite as whiny as my kids. Also, they did have school the next day, and it was like, all right, well, it's 9 o'clock. We should probably go home and watch some Paw Patrol while Daddy makes some dinner. That's what we should do, because Mama's out. That's what you do, right?
Right.
So no, this does look like Blue Hour, but this is, again, we're talking about 10 to 15 minutes. The sun is still up in the sky, but it's right at the horizon. So Blue Hour generally is as the sun has just fallen behind the horizon, you get this kind of look to it. But in order to make this happen, I did jimmy with it a little bit in post. Not much. But here's what I do. Where would you start if you're gonna take a shot that with the sun still up? Now I posted two other shots as well because, like, you know, I'm gonna post a couple other things just for you guys to see from the same session. I don't know if either one's better. I like the one I chose for the challenge. Did you hang up?
No, I'm here.
Okay. Do you like one of the other ones better?
I like the one where they're both kind of looking off, but it still looks a little bit posed. Oh, I like it I like it better than the one of your son looking one way and your daughter looking the other way. It looks
more natural though.
It looks like a weird wedding pose. I know, but it's like the kind of pose where you're shooting wedding photos and you say, okay, now, you know, groom, you look at the bride, and then, oh, bride, you look down at the groom. Like, it kind of looks like that. And kids it just doesn't work the same.
Right.
The one of them looking off is like, okay, you pose them to do that. So I think it's better, but it still doesn't look right. The one of your son just looking off is probably the best of the three.
Yeah. Yeah. He's looking off like he's a professor at some Ivy League university.
Mm-hmm.
He's judging some of the kids.
I feel like he's not school ready. That's my take on that.
Yeah. Photo. Yeah. Judging by that photo, you're right. You're right. Just speaks the two languages though. Maybe we'll get him a third. We'll get him a third language.
Yeah. You need Latin. At least three. Yeah.
Latin, e pluribus unum, Sam.
Yeah.
That's what we'll get him to do. But so here's the thing. So you want to make this, you want to turn almost Blue Hour into Blue Hour. Where do you start? What do you think?
Maybe the color temperature.
White balance is the best place to start. I did that in camera. I knew coming in. Now you can shoot that raw, you can dial it in later. But I said, you know, like generally, I was shooting earlier at 5600 at just a daylight balance. I thought, oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna quickly dial this into tungsten, and that's going to be blue. Way too blue.
Mm-hmm.
So split the difference approximately, but to a third of the way, and I shot this at 4,000.
Okay.
And that worked perfectly. Like I did not have to mess with the color temperature in post. That was awesome. Where I shot it.
Yeah.
Next step is you got to underexpose a little bit. You need that deep, deep blue sky.
Mm-hmm.
And so underexpose it a little bit, you're going to find out that your subjects don't quite pop like they do in this shot. And from there, your next move is to hit the sliders on the specific colors. And that's in Lightroom, what I do is go to the saturation / luminance of specific colors. So I'll use the eyedropper and go into the sky and sort of drag down the luminance of the sky to make it kind of dial it right in and then ramp up the saturation a little bit. go into their faces and raise the luminance a little bit just to give them enough pop in their face where they're properly exposed. Now, we're very close. When I shot this, it's very, very close to what we want to see. So it's not much. It doesn't take a whole lot where you really over ramp it and it looks terrible, where you got like crunchy edges and you can tell that it's done in post. If you just dial it in enough, like in this one, you can't really tell. Now you can tell because I'm telling you, but...
No, I don't think you can tell. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a hot move if you can't wait the extra 15 minutes. And plus, I mean, hey, shoot some safety shots just before blue hour, because blue hour comes and goes very quickly. Mm-hmm. You lose light in a matter of, you know, minutes. So if you don't get what you're looking for, it's nice to have these safeties backing you up.
Sure.
And this is the 5D Mark III 70-200, same setup as 2 weeks ago with the Magic Hour. I actually like these photos too. So these ones might go on my own personal Instagram. Just so you're saying, just so you know.
Sweet.
Yeah. Look for
not
that.
Not the dolphin though. Not the dolphin snout.
The dolphin one. No, that one's getting buried. Yeah. Forget that. Thanks, dolphin. Thanks. Wow. Who spends that long making a paper mache dolphin head for 9 kids? Like 9 different dolphin heads for a 90-second skit.
Yeah, that's commitment.
And guess what we have in our house now?
I'm going to guess a dolphin head.
Yeah, what am I going to do with a paper mache dolphin head?
Yeah.
Besides wear it on the bus. Now it's one of those things that I'm like, okay, well, someone put some effort into this. How long do I have to hang on to this before I throw it out?
I think you've got a potential Halloween costume for next year.
Yay.
You just that's need not- a... giant blue bag and you can step into it, and then you could porpoise around the neighborhood.
Porpoise?
Yeah, isn't that what it's called?
Yeah. No, I don't know, there's two different things. A dolphin and a porpoise are two different
things. No, but the dolphin, isn't it called porpoising when they do that as they jump, like when they travel long distance and they pop out of the water and they go back down, like, and they pop back up and they go down, like they travel faster that way, it's more efficient.
Sure.
Less
is it called
drag?
Porpoising?
I'm pretty sure it's called porpoising. Look it up.
Yeah. I'm going to not look it up and just tell you and go, yep.
It was porpoising. A university physics class that I took about porpoising because of why they do it, because it's so much more efficient.
And you didn't think that was going to pay off until right now.
Coefficient of drag, everybody. It's got a lot to do with that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that'll make me not want to keep that in my house for a while longer. All right. Monthly challenge. Reminder, monthly challenge for August is hot. Hashtag that to Hosers Monthly Challenge, or hashtag Hey Hosers on Instagram, and tag us at Two Hosers on Instagram and make sure that we see that. And we'll talk about that next week. No, maybe the week after. We're working on that schedule right now. It's all depending on when we get back. Got it?
Yeah.
Challenge next week, Adam.
Yep.
I'm going to make this one easy on you.
Can't wait.
Porpoising. No, the challenge next week is vacation.
Okay.
I'm guessing you're going to shoot a photo on your vacation.
I hope so.
Yeah. Or if you bump into Chevy Chase, that'll work too.
Okay.
I would rather you bump into Beverly D'Angelo. If I'm being perfectly honest with you.
Okay.
All right. Websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
You can find mine at AlanAtridge.com, the two of us at TwoHosers.com, where you can go to find the links, the photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.